My name is Philip Rothwell. I'm Deputy Chair of IDPE. I'm here to chat with Joe Beckett and Lou Bennett, joint CEOs, about the IDP Live, which took place over the last 2 weeks. So the first question to Joe is, what did IDP Live mean to you?
Me personally, it meant that we could engage with partners in the true sense of the word. And what we did was we sort of shared, you know, our aspirations with partners, what we wanted to achieve. We wanted to support and empower even more schools than the ones we were engaging with, and obviously support those that we are engaging with. And what we found was our partners, you know, stepped towards us and actually worked in true partnership with us to deliver IDP Live. And by delivering this virtual platform, we found that it was a real leveler in terms of a lot more schools and types of individuals were able to engage with the sort of latest thinking in schools development, but also reminders for us all about going back to basics as well. So it felt like a real, there was a real sense of community, and there was a real sense of sort of shared contribution, and just the diversity of the types of individuals, the types of schools, you know, from deputy heads to external relations directors to development assistants, from state schools to international schools, prep and boarding and day. So it was just a fantastic sense of community. By doing the IDP Live, it sort of helped us take the temperature, sort of test the temperature of the sector, sort of what was happening out there, and just sort of check in really in terms of schools and schools development.
No, it seemed like a fantastic effort with all the volunteers that pulled together from IDPE, from other schools, everyone participating, really everyone seemed to throw themselves into it, which was brilliant. So Joe, so following that, what were your three takeaways from the last 2 weeks from IDPE Live?
Quite difficult to select three, Philip, because there were a lot of takeaways. I think the first thing I was struck by was almost sort of like the contrast in the spectrum between how schools development teams were responding. And we saw something similar to this when we were going leading up to GDPR. And we saw, you know, what we've seen is that some development teams have not been waiting for direction. In fact, they've not been asking for permission. They've not been seeking permission first, and they've just been risking trying new things and making things happen, whereas other teams are, you know, perhaps a lot of the team are furloughed, they're on their own, they're a lot more limited, their head's not, you know, engaging with them. It struck me that there's a real opportunity to perhaps challenge some of the assumptions that we've held and to challenge some of the ways that we've been doing things and actually to do things differently. I think the second takeaway for me was that head teachers are also human as well as development people. And actually, if you haven't already seen it, the session Don't Press Pause features two headmasters, and it really does sort of like bring to the fore the pressures that they're under leading and managing this sort of constantly changing environment. So that was my second takeaway. I think the third takeaway is the green shoots. And in one of the sessions around adapting your strategy, we talked about green shoots a lot. And I think through this innovation and through this willingness to risk, we are seeing that people are still willing to give, they're still willing to be involved, and that there is still, you know, there is still hope. So those were my three, I think.
It was brilliant, absolutely fantastic. And I loved seeing into the heads, into their homes. I mean, that's what we've seen recently, hasn't it? We've actually been welcomed into people's homes, and everyone does seem a lot more human and open, and even though we can't meet in person, it's brilliant. Lou, what were your top three takeaways from the last 2 weeks of IDP Live?
Thanks, Philip. Yeah, I think probably my first one sort of picks up on Joe's final one, really, which was sort of engage, really. I think a lot of our speakers shared whether you ask for money at this point or whether you just focus on engagement very much depends on where you are at with your relationships with your school community. So I think there wasn't a sort of, there were some schools definitely asking, some were sort of being a little bit more hesitant, but the key thing that came through for me was around stewarding like you've never stewarded before, so to speak. So really taking the opportunity to reach out to all of your community, in many cases new audiences, as new audiences and different groups and different constituents within your community, telling stories about how you're moving forward and taking your community with you on that journey, and even if now is not quite the right time to ask, preparing for that ask in the future. So I think that sort of was my first kind of key takeaway. I think again, similarly to perhaps Joe as well, was about that, don't be afraid to try new things. There were a lot of innovation, there's lots of innovation and creativity shared throughout the 2 weeks, particularly in the round table discussions, where our members and non-members shared different ways they were working with different audiences. So, you know, everything from virtual events, so careers talks, using, you know, international speakers and bringing in global audiences, new ways of communicating, so increasing traffic on social media, and sharing sort of stories through that, to making you know, face-to-face instead of face-to-face, using Zoom to do prospect meetings. So it was sort of that feedback that you can reach new audiences at this time, and trying new ways of doing that was really important. And I think there was a general consensus throughout the 2 weeks that perhaps the virtual world won't completely replace the face-to-face world in the future. But there's a greater willingness to embrace technology, as we did last 2 weeks with IDP Live. So, and there's real potential there in terms of, you know, saving costs and time, and just reaching out to new people. So, you know, having a go, and you might be surprised what the results are. And I think the final thing that I took away from sort of 2 weeks is we still need to plan. We still need to plan for the future. So, The strategy that we're moving towards, or the vision that we're moving towards, probably hasn't changed that much, but actually our approach to sort of reaching that vision may need to be adjusted. And it might be that we need to sort of plan in the short term, the medium term and the long term as to how we'll achieve that vision. But actually to still put those, some of those plans into place, which will help, I think, give you sense, maybe that sense of control back. And because the need for fundraising very much hasn't gone away. So we need to look at how we can continue to fundraise in the future, and that comes down to planning. So I think that was my kind of three takeaways from last week. There could be lots more.
I really like the idea of engage, because it's all about the community and engaging with people. I also get the feeling a lot of people were a bit caught in the headlights to begin with when all this happened, and then IDP Live has helped us to sort of share best practice about just what people are doing. And it's not a right or wrong thing, but it's just great to have people to pull all the different schools and thought leaders together to share what they're doing, and so we can all benefit from it, which I think was really really valuable to me, and hopefully others too. So another question for Joe. Now that you've experienced IDP Live, what advice would you give to those interested or involved with development in schools?
I think, again, so linking to Lou's last point about planning, it's about empowering yourself. It's, you know, there are so many things that, you know, as individuals, we can't control, you know, and you can't control at the moment, you know, what's happening in your school, you know, how your senior leadership team behaves. But what you can control is what you do, and this is your opportunity to shine and to put development in the spotlight. And I guess it's asking yourself the question, you know, what can I do to positively affect relationships with my school's community? And I guess that sort of ties in. So my second piece of advice would be, it sounds cliche, but, you know, be prepared, or think outside the box, be prepared to take a risk. And if you're really uncomfortable around risk, or really uncomfortable around trying something new, then listen to the session from last Thursday, which was adapting to change. And that's got a tool in it which helps you manage how you sort of take a considered risk rather than jumping in sort of, you know, feet first. I think the third piece of advice would be listen to the session with the two heads, Don't Press Pause, on development with Bolton and Latton Upper School. It's not only helpful to see a head's perspective, but it's also packed full of ideas and initiatives that everyone could learn from. So I think that would be my advice.
I think it's good to acknowledge there's been some great ideas about what you can do as a school department to engage with the community, but you've also over the last couple of weeks effectively coached people into how, what can they do personally. So as a result of IDP Live, it's clear that IDP as an organisation has radically changed what it offered this year. But to question to Lou, what will IDP do differently in the future?
Thank you, Philip. Yeah, I think we realise now that we could be supporting, or we can support more schools by providing a virtual high quality professional development programme. And so I think what we want to look to review over the summer is what that might look like moving forward. I think IDP Live has given us some really, really good grounding, a really good base to consider what other opportunities are that there are out there alongside the webinar programme we've been running for a number of years. And we've also been running virtual regional meetings this term as well. So I think we've got a number of different things that we've done this year, this term in particular, in response to COVID. And I think it'd be a good opportunity to review those over the summer. And to do that, we really need people's feedback, actually. So for those people that did attend IDP Live, we really appreciate you completing our evaluation or telling us what you thought so that we can move forward our professional development programme.
It's been fantastic. I've really enjoyed it. And as a beneficiary of the conference over the last 2 weeks, but also it's great as a trustee, I'm very proud of what IDP has offered and been able to turn around in such a short time. And that's obviously testament to you guys. And is it Vanessa as well, who's helped out, and the others? And I look forward to the future, because we're all going to need to share ideas, pull together more than ever, I think, over the coming months, and offer something to our communities and ultimately, back to our mission as IDP to support our schools in supporting young people. So I think we're on the right track, and congratulations. You deserve at least a week's rest before you embark on your summer.
Thank you very much, Philip.
And thank you to Joe as well.
Thank you, Philip.